Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Kulugo, yun. Oo, kulugo, di ba? So parang, kung sa English, it's mushroom-like na parang, ay hindi, sorry, mushroom naman. Ano ginawa pang mushroom? Cauliflower pala.
Apo, yun.
Oo, cauliflower-like vision. So, to be honest, guys, I never looked at cauliflower the same way ever again.
Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Ari!
And Athena here with Doc Mina!
Yes! Doc Mina, pasok po kayo!
Doc Mina!
Ako na yun! Sorry!
And y'all are listening to... Good Dazzers! Hello, hello, mga kapitbahay! Ang tagal-tagal naming nawala. So ngayon, kailangan namin bumawi sa inyo with an extra special episode. Kaso guys, ang bad news is, walang kalat for today. For today's episode, kailangan may dangal tayo kasi bisita natin may dangal.
Tama!
So today, mga kapitbahay, it's a very special episode, no? Because we're doing this for in solidarity with a very special campaign, no? So today's episode is brought to you by the Solidarity Teal campaign. So ano ba ang Solidarity Teal campaign, mga kapitbahay? So the Solidarity Teal campaign is a specialized campaign designed to help to educate women about cervical cancers. And of course, the tools to prevent it, along with the treatment options available to improve overall survival. So the campaign aims to encourage women to, one, spread the word that cervical cancer, while it is a challenging cancer, and, you know, in terms of statistics, 11 Filipino women die from it every day. However, the good news about this is that cervical cancer is also one of the highly preventable cancers through the help of vaccination, and a highly treatable one if diagnosed early. So the primary thrust of the campaign is to inform and to empower women to take responsibility for their health and to promote multi-stakeholder collaboration to help more women understand their health options and identify services, and thereby increasing equal access to services, resources, and products that best help them prevent and address cervical cancer. Yan, di ba mga kapitbahay? Sobrang ganda. And if in case you're curious, no, why Solidarity Teal? So because it's a play on words on solidarity and teal. So I don't know about you guys, but di ba, different cancers have different colors associated with them. So for example, pink is associated with breast cancer. Teal naman ang associated the color for cervical cancer or in the fight for against cervical cancer. Ngayon, so di ba, napakalawak na scope ang pag-usapan natin dito. And I think very important siya towards, you know, as we go towards a more progressive and meaningful discussion on the expanding health options, especially towards sexual health. And to help us talk about this today, narinig niyo na siya kanina, so papakilala lang natin siya ng mas matiwasay at mas maganda for this one. Kaya ang sinasabi guys, kailangan may dangal tayo today dahil medyo umaatikabo ang background ni Doktora. So today we have a very special guest with us. You know, she's a fellow at the Philippine Obstetrical and Gynecological Society of the Philippines. She did her medical study at the Cebu Institute of Medicine and did her residency at the Cebu Doctors University Hospital. She's also a member of the Multinational Association of Supportive Care in Cancer, or the MASCC, and she's also an advocate for cancer caregiving and survivorship. And she's also the chief of clinics at the hospital at Maayo at Mandaue City. So please help us welcome Maria Carmina Joyce Alferez, MD, FEOGS, or Doc Mina. Hello.
Yes. Yay. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome po sa aming barangay, Dok.
Thank you, Athena, saka si Serena. Thank you for having me. Naku naman, parang pag-introduce ng Maria Carmina, kala mo, sino ako na landlord at iba pa.
Kailangan may ganun, kailangan may para sa Miss Mina para alam nilang seryoso kami. Kasi baka pag binakla lang namin, sasabihin nila, ay, another Kalat episode. But no, it's Kalat with a purpose to.
Okay. I love it.
No, as actually, there's maybe to start the conversation with Doc Mina, baka maybe you can tell us about, before we go to the actual topic at hand, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came about with your advocacy on cancer. No? Baka maganda yun. For the kapitbahays then to gain a better perspective on why this fight, no, more than its more than its immediate importance, why is it important to you as well?
Oh, thank you, Yuda. Actually, sa mga nakikinig ngayon sa Kudazers, hindi lang ako...
Kapitbahay,
doktora. Ay, kapitbahay mo ba? Kamaritas natin, ganun ba yun?
Yes, perfect yan.
So, ang reason lang na nandito ako ngayon, actually, hindi lang. The other reason why I'm here is hindi lang sa aking pagka-doktora, but because, as you said, no, may personal touch tong ginagawa ko, actually. This is my advocacy against the fight of cancer. Tsaka, actually, to begin with, simulan ko na lang ha, ayoko kasi ng fight eh. Nakakainis yung fight, parang nakakapagod, di ba? If you always fight cancer. So parang, kunyari, nagka-cancer tayo, we want to know how to live with it, how to thrive, despite us being having cancer. But shit, of course, there's still the fight. Na kung maaari, we will prevent it, right? From not having it, live our best lives, you know, health-wise, then why not? So sa akin, I had two family members, tawag ito, who had cancer in the family. My younger sister, she passed away at the age of 36. No? She had lung cancer at the age of 28. Tapos, automatic stage 4 lung cancer siya. Tapos, my dad naman got diagnosed with lung cancer then 1 year after my sister got diagnosed. Stage 3 naman. Tapos, fast forward, my dad again had prostate cancer 2 years after his lung cancer. So that's a total of 3 cancers within my immediate family in 7 years. So alam ko yung impact ng cancer. Kasi yung cancer naman, hindi pumipili kung doktora ka, di ba? Or empleyado, or housewife, or ano ba. Lahat tayo impacted. And I'm sure any of the 3 of you might have had relatives, diba, na may cancer, no, kahit na anong tapos nakikita natin ano yung impact sa family, right? So yun yung advocacy ko ngayon. Pag-uusapan natin na may guys, no, na paano ba na hindi tayo magka-cancer kung may something na magawa tayo na hindi tayo magka-cancer at all.
Yeah,
then,
yes, yes.
Mas mabuti kaysa sa nagka-cancer na tayo, right? So I'm happy to be here, no, nakikikapitbahay ako ngayong araw na ito.
Sige, before we start, anything from you, Athena, Sari? Baka may gusto ko i-share kay Doktora before tayo mag-ano? Nada?
Actually, this is also very important to me when I heard na we're doing an advocacy episode since I have friends who had scares na din on cervical cancer and they have also like an aunt who recently died of cervical cancer. And because I'm a woman, which, you know, who is very active. So like, alam niyo yun, like, this is a very important advocacy for me because this parang pinapalakas natin yung mga boses ng bawat isa na may prevention naman and like, just to inform the, especially the younger generations na not to view this kasi
conversation
like conversation as you know like a taboo or something like na natatakot kayo pag-usapan just because it's cancer. No, we have to talk about this and this is as important to everyone as it is important to me kasi all of us can you know are susceptible sa pagkakaroon ng cervical cancer or cancer in general. Or, yeah.
How about you, Sari?
Ano naman, I think, andito na ako sa age wherein kailangan kong isipin yung sarili ko when it comes to that. Na mm-hmm. I still want to be a mother. I want to live a happy, healthy life. And malaking bagay na maintindihan yung mga ganito para maiwasan siya. nung bata ako, parang wala siyang ano sa akin eh, impact masyado. Pero parang habang tumatagal, ay parang kailangan ko nang maintindihan to, kailangan ko na rin tulungan yung sarili ko when it comes to that. So I'm excited to find out more about this kasi I think before, especially Ina and I, we were advocating sa HIV naman, HIV awareness. Tapos parang sabi ko nga kanina, HPV, alam ko medyo, anong tawag dito, hindi ako aware na meron palang vaccine to prevent it.
So yun. That's what we're going to talk about today. No? We're very happy to have you here. At saka, Doc, hindi lang halata, pero patrenta na yan si Sari. Pero mukha lang siyang 20. So baka nalito lang kayo, nasa age na ako na kailangan isipin yan. Patrenta na po si Sari. 30 na pala si Sari. So sige po. Simulan natin, Doc, no? Para, let's start with that number. 11 Filipinas are die every day out of cervical because of cervical cancer. In terms of numbers, Doc, how gaano ka threatening itong numbers na to, no?
Kasi yung if you Google, no, yung Philippine data, yun yung mga reported actually, 'di ba? So, nire-report and usually naman the tawag dito, research are coming from metropolitan areas, right? So ito, this was studied, if I'm not mistaken, the data is coming from PGH na medyo, you know, they studied for several years kaya they were able to get 11 Filipinas dying of cervical cancer every day. Dying, ha? So meaning, tapos na sila, na-diagnose na sila, dumaan na sila ng, you know, the suffering of cancer, tapos namatay. And, you know, the better question here is, ilan of those Filipinas have been screened? Out of the 11 that die every day, how many get screened with a pap smear? Or how many are aware that they can get screened? Diba? Na pwede palang mag-screening? Mm-hmm. Or worse, pwede palang ma-prevent by by a vaccine or by choices, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like monogamy and etc. But ilan ba? So it's really trying to dissect the 11. Kasi tayo nakikita na yung 11, eh, hindi naman ako affected dun, di ba? Hindi naman, wala naman akong kilalang ano. Eh, hindi natin na-present. Ilang taon ba itong mga 11 Filipinas na ito na namamatay every day? So sabihin mo na may 10 days ka, that's already 110 women in the Philippines dying times 30 days. So that's 330 women dying every month. Diba? So, ang akin lang is that nakikita natin everyday feeling natin hindi tayo affected. The problem with cervical cancer kasi, hindi naman to overnight. Diba? Yeah. So, heaven forbid, no, na may mga nakikinig ngayon thinking na baka ako isa doon. So, sana itong podcast natin tonight is, ngayong araw na ito is an eye-opener na if we mention briefly later the symptoms, baka makapag-check up na sila this time. Kasi I will also tell you mamaya, no, you would tell me, Athena, ano yung mga roadblocks? Ano yung mga reasons? Bakit hindi nagpapa-check up? Diba? Kaya I'm happy na sorry mentioned actually na at saka binuking mo sa age na 30 years old. kasi, to be honest, tingnan natin yung demographics ng isang babae. You graduate from college, diba, or senior high school, wala ka naman talagang alam. To be honest, diba? Ang iyo is, you know, I'll get out there, may pera na ako a little bit, I have more freedom, and all of those things. And these are the times that you are a little bit risky in your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Hindi lang behavior sa mga relationships, but behavior natin sa pera, etc. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Parang feeling natin na nakawala tayo, right? So, left and right, back and forth, lahat-lahat na, tumbling-tumbling ng mga gastos at relationships, etc. And that is a very critical period in time. Na dapat, nung araw, yung mga age na ganun, may alam ka na anong pwedeng mangyari sa'yo. Kasi itong 11 Filipinas who are dying every day, if you ask them, what could you have done better or changed? Sasabihin nila, I wish I would have, screened myself earlier. I wish I had known na meron akong pwedeng gawin. So now, if you bring it back to Gen Z, 20s, late, teens, diba? Mm. Na may alam na sila ngayon. Imagine your power of bringing down this 11 na number. to a single digit already, right? Kasi ngayon, kung ngayon natin pag-uusapan, di mo makikita right away yung impact yun, di ba? Sa 11. Di naman overnight yan next year. Makikita natin to 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line. Di ba? So, ang sinasabi ko lang is, we should be alarmed. That's 300 people. More than 300 people dying every month. Di ba? Who will never get to see the light of day. Hindi na sila magkakaanak. Hindi na sila, yung mga or children who became orphans. Alam mo yun? That impact in the family. So, and only because we are not knowledgeable. Diba? Ang hilig natin pumunta sa social media, dami natin iniisip, dami natin chismis sa social media, but these things that we should have known on our late teens, early 20s, para hindi na natin ma-harvest yung disadvantage of cancer when we're older, dapat ginawa na natin yung knowledge gathering, diba? Early on. So that's yun lang yung gusto kong sabihin sa inyo. The impact of this is that this number, actually, wala tayong, hindi tayo impacted nito until it happens to us.
Yes.
Yes.
Or somebody close to us, diba? So sabihin mo, ay, isa na akong statistic. So we don't want that to happen, diba?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the very important aspect that we have to highlight here is the fact that it's highly preventable. I think there's nothing more lamentable than a preventable death. Na it could not have happened, no? So I think that's very important na at the end. At right now, diba, that's what we try to do in Kadazzers is to arm our listeners whatever knowledge that we pick up along the way. So whatever mistakes or whatever dangers that we've come across our lifetimes is not something that they can, quite possibly avoid down the line. And I think this conversation would mean a lot more to Sari and Athena since they are the primary people who are affected by this one, at least in this circle, no? So dito sa ano na to. Sige po, Doc. Sige, siguro now, let's go to the nitty-gritty. What are some of the key signs and symptoms that we have to be aware of for cervical cancer? Or maybe let's start with, where does one get cervical cancer, Doc?
So, actually, if you have a cervix, you can get cervical cancer. Ganun lang yun eh. If you have a breast, you can get breast cancer. Mm. Diba? Ang atin lang is, we are lucky kasi itong mga cancers na ito ay merong screening. So, wag natin sabihin na, ay nako, hindi ako magkaka-breast cancer kasi hindi naman ako ganito-ganyan, hindi na ako kumakain ng mataba or something. Pero, that's just one area that you're looking at, no? So, sa cervical cancer naman, lahat ng mga taong may cervix can get cervical cancer. But later, I will tell you na hindi lang kasi cervical cancer. Ito, syempre, sa women, you're focusing on women, no? But mamaya, medyo matatouch ko na lang a little bit on preventing also for men. And the reason for this is, the answer to your question is, kung tayo ay kalat, saka tayo hindi naman kalat, sorry, ah. Hindi naman, kasi you can actually get it naman from just one intercourse. So, di ba, one sexual contact is all that it takes for you to get cervical cancer. So, huwag naman natin takutin yung iba. Sabihin na lang natin na kung swerte ka at you had that sexual contact with a person carrying the virus, no? Tawag natin sa virus HPV, yung sabi ni Sari kanina, nag-iba lang yung letter in the middle. So, HPV stands for human papilloma virus. And unfortunately, men usually are asymptomatic, meaning wala silang symptoms, but they carry it. And so when they pass this to their partner, eto na, yung babae may symptoms na of bleeding after intercourse, after sex, foul smelling discharge or mabaho than the usual. Tapos yung discharge niya, medyo, yung patterns ng menstruation niya, nagbi-bleed siya kahit na outside of menstruation.
Okay.
So, yun talaga yung dalawa. Bleeding after intercourse or changes in bleeding pattern, tapos yung foul-smelling discharge. Kung sabihin yung, Doc, masakit yung puson or masakit yung likod, pwede ba yung cervical cancer? Yes, of course. But we see that kung advanced stages na, yung talagang kumalat na sa loob. But most of the patients will come to the OB or seek consult dahil na-notice nila that after bleeding, after sex, may dugo, no? Tapos minsan marami, minsan konti. Bakit nagsaspotting or nagbe-bleed after intercourse? So hugot tayo a little bit, huge, no? Sorry, sa Katina. Naalala niyo ba yung biology? Before, yes. Yung ano, anatomy, di ba? Oo.
I think so.
Hugot tayo a little bit. Ano ba yung mga grade natin nung ano time na yun, reproductive health? So, if there's intercourse, natatamaan kasi yung cervix.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
So, if you have a virus that resides, nandun na sa cervix mo, medyo, tawag ito, sensitive na yung cervix. So, kung lagi siya natatamaan, dumudugo siya all the time. Ganun lang yung kasimple, okay. Parang gas-gas.
Okay.
It starts sa gas-gas. So, kung pagdugo niya, yun, doon na naka-alarm. Ang iba naman kasi hindi dumudugo, pero meron palang gas-gas. So, kaya hindi sila napapa-check up. Pero, ang nakaganda lang din itong cervical cancer is that kung, kahit na wala kang symptoms, but you have yourself checked, no, at least every 2 years with a pap smear, maku-pick up talaga yung cervical cancer. So, to answer back your question, the symptoms common, most common symptoms is bleeding after sex, tsaka mabaho na discharge. So, if you have those, diba, napapaisip yung mga listeners kayo, parang, ay, oo nga, mabaho pala yung discharge ko kahapon. Diba? Kahapon talaga. Baka bukas may anong nakaagad tayo, diba, consult. So, but at least, they're aware. Pero maraming reason, ha, bakit ka nag-bleed or mabaho yung discharge. But cervical cancer should be one consideration already.
I think the important part lang there, no, Doc, is ma-rule out lang siya, if ever. Tama po ba?
Correct.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Doc, nabanggit niyo po kanina yung HPV, which is the papilloma virus, which is like, it could be passed on through sexual contact, correct po? And kahit hindi po, is it like skin? Kasi po, dati nagpa-ubi po ako and then sinabi po sa akin na it can be passed on through skin to skin.
Mm-hmm.
Tama yes. Po. Yun. So I think, and then nabanggit niyo po kanina that we can, kanina pa natin sinasabi na, di ba, that the cervical cancer is a preventable disease. And how important is, like, getting this, like, preventive measures? Like, ano po ba yung mga pwede natin gawin for prevention just so that the kapitbahays are very well aware of this?
Okay, so, Athena, dun muna ako sa skin-to-skin contact, no? Kasi it's a virus that resides in your body, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ang dami namin pasyente, ganun yun eh. Dok, wala lang, foreplay lang. Lapit-lapit lang, ganun-ganyan.
Opo.
Eh, pero, if it's there, hindi ko pala na-mention, no, yung, nag-mention tayo ng symptom, sorry. Hindi ako nag-mention ng sign. And a sign means, yung na-observe na natin, yung nakita na ng doctor, nakita na ng tao. So, yung sign na ibig kong sabihin, Athena, is the wart.
Opo.
No? Yung, ano ba yun sa Tagalog? Kulunggo? Ano yun ba yun?
Kulunggo.
Kulunggo. Yun, oo. Kulugo, di ba? So parang, kung sa English, it's mushroom-like. Na parang, ay hindi, sorry, mushroom naman. Ano, ginawa pang mushroom? Cauliflower pala.
Apo, yan.
Pagalitan. Oo, cauliflower-like lesion. So, to be honest, guys, I never looked at cauliflower the same way ever again.
Damay-damay na to kami na rin.
Damay, di ba? Oh, sige, wag na lang cauliflower, broccoli na lang.
Ganun din ba? Okay. Parte din ang soy
eh. Ang color lang. But anyway, it's a cauliflower-like lesion. So, tumubo sa, okay, guys, vagina pala yung nasa loob ha. yung nasa labas, vulva yung tawag nun.
Ah, yes.
Yung nakikita mo sa labas is vulva. So yung mga warts, tumutubo sa vulva, tumutubo sa loob, sa vagina, ganon. So yung nakikita natin, minsan yung pasyente, pumunta, doktora, meron akong na-feel. May nakapa ako, hindi ko alam, di naman siya masakit, di naman siya dumudugo. Tapos pagtingin namin, wow, heavy, cauliflowers all over, parang ganun pala. So, yun, tapos tanungin mo, may sexual contact ba siya? Meron, doc, pero hindi naman nag-penetrate, hanggang skin lang po. That's all that it takes, di ba? Kahit na mag-appear lang yung male and female organs, yung part na yan, yun na yun.
Nagpag-hello diba? Lang sila sa isa't
isa. Oh, hello.
Oh, appear lang, ganon.
Oo, oh, ganon. Tapos, di, yun yun. Nakuha mo na kaagad.
Nakakahawa? Ganon yeah, siya ka-contagious, Doc?
Yes.
It is. And ang tricky part of this is, yung sinabi ko earlier, yung mga lalaki kasi, hindi nila alam that they are carriers. No? Mm-hmm. And what's worse is that, yung kung imagine the cauliflower-like lesions, yung tumutubo, tapos nakita mo sa penis. O, di ba? Napakaganda na, ano na, sige, let's be quiet and imagine that for a bit.
A moment of silence.
A moment of silence for everybody. Pero, that's what I'm saying. Yung mga lalaki din, hindi nila alam until they see something there. Di ba? Na, ay, nako, ito pala yun. So, yun ang mahirap kasi talaga.
So, just to clarify, kahit wala ka nakikitang cauliflower, you can still be a carrier. Since,
correct. Yes.
If, yun yung, I think physical manifestation ng HPV is yung genital warts. Yes.
But, to clarify also, kahit na wala kang warts at all,
you can be a carrier of HPV.
Correct. Kahit na wala kang symptom at all of bleeding and all of those things, diba, you can be a carrier as long as you're sexually active. So, really, ganun siya ka parang tricky. Kaya I'm happy that we're opening up these conversations kasi malay ba natin, di ba? Na ganun pala yun.
Doc, question. Does using contraceptive help in preventing yung ano, yung spread ng ano, ng HPV?
Hindi yun stupid. Yun yung pinaka-basic question of them all. Mm-hmm. Actually, diba? Kasi, to be honest, a barrier method like a condom is the only thing that will, well, next to abstinence, is the only thing that will prevent sexually transmitted infections in which HPV is one of them. Okay? So, wearing a condom properly, the only thing that will prevent, aside from abstinence, is the only thing that will prevent you from getting gonorrhea, chlamydia, HPV, HIV, and all of those things, no? That you get from sex. So, yes.
Aside from screening, Doc, ano pa yung other preventive measures that, you know, a regular person, any person can take in order to protect themselves or from HPV, from cervical cancer?
Okay. So, yung prevention na, actually, same, hindi ko pa yata nasagot si Athena a little, no? Yung part 2 ng question niya about the, anong pwede natin gawing prevention. So, before I go to the others, pag-usapan muna natin yung usual na ginagawa natin to detect cervical cancer early. Which is, yung pap smear. Diba? May natakot na kaagad, sabihin na, ay naku, doktora, ang sakit ng pap smear. Alam mo na sinasabi ko sa mga pasyente kung sinasabi na masakit yung pap smear? Ay, bakit? Mag-sex ba? Masakit?
Tama!
Ay,
ba yun? Actually,
oo, di ba?
Yung friend ko din po, natatakot po siya magpa-pap smear. Actually, just recently lang, tinatanong niya, masakit yung pap smear? Sabi ko, girl, wala lang yan. Like, wala lang. 5 seconds lang. Kaya mo yan.
Oo. Stupid question na sa bakla. Bakit masakit yung pap smear?
Okay. Kasi, di ba, parang sinescrape kasi yung cervix mo. Parang scrape.
Ano ba yan? Huwag naman scrape na takot silang, ano, di ba, lalo.
Hindi, parang ganun, parang ginanon.
Hindi. Okay, so, going back to my patients, so sinasabi ko sa kanya, ano ba kayo? Sabi niya, do kasi matigas yung speculum, which is the instrument that we use to insert to the vagina. So sabi ko, ano? Matigas? Ano pala kayo mag-sex? Di ba dapat matigas din? O, di ba? Pangit naman kung soft. Right? So, yes.
More than scraping, Doc, ano yung mas better way to describe?
Yun? Huwag naman scrape kasi. So, ang nangyayari, yung nafe-feel na discomfort natin, to be honest, is really just the speculum. alam natin the anatomy of the vagina, di ba? So it's parang a cave. It's a closed cave. So we have to open it up a bit.
Yes.
Tapos lagyan natin ng speculum, which is lubricated. Tapos makikita na natin the cervix, which is parang the end part of your uterus, no?
And so, there are yung question po, yung speculum po, yung is it the device that opens the vagina po, di ba?
Correct. And that's the discomfort that you feel.
Yes.
The actual thing that we do on the cervix, whether we use a brush, we call a spatula, or parang a wooden spoon,
okay,
or a cotton swab, yung sinasabi natin scrape, hindi mo yung sakit. Wala ka nang nafe-feel. And to be honest with you, we can do that under 30 seconds as long as experienced yung operator. No? So, minsan, nasasaktan yung pasyente kasi yung anxiety mo through the roof. So, if you are parang very tense, yung muscles mo down there, nagtitense din. So, nahihirapan kami to put it in, hindi relax, masakit, nagtitlench ka agad yung vagina, yung pain. But otherwise, it's very, very quick. And the amount of information that you get out of the pap smear is very, parang naninigate yung discomfort.
Parang it's worth, it's worth the discomfort.
Yes, it is. So, yeah. So, to be honest, ha, mga kapitbahay, hindi siya scraping.
It feels like that po kasi. So, I'm just explaining my experience po.
Yes. Ay, naku. O, ganun ba? Na-feel mo?
Opo.
Na-feel mo a little.
Opo. Pero 5 seconds lang po. 5 seconds diba? Lang.
Oo. Tapos parang yun. Ang kinausap lang ako ng ABCD ni doktora, tapos na pala. O, parang ganun. Oo. Pero, and then you're gonna see your doctor, what, 2 years after pa, di ba? Uh-huh. Your short follow-up kung may nakita, may finding. But, yes, yun yung number one roadblock po natin sa screening. Kasi takot nila na mas sakit. So, sinasabi ko, bakit hindi ba tayo takot sa cancer? Ay, takot, Dok. O, tapos, why don't we want to get ahead of it? Di ba? Okay lang yan, Dok. Masabuti na yun, mainam na yung hindi natin alam. Ay, naku. Diba? Yun yung thinking, right? Better if you don't know.
That's a very hard roadblock na we have to conquer, I think, in all areas of medicine, I think, Doc. I mean, I'm not part of the medicinal field, but that's always the growing up in very superstitious and at the same time, very old communities, there's always that idea na, buti na hindi ko alam, at least alam mo yun, I will not live in fear. Parang ganun yung yung principle ng thought eh. Tapos, Doc, ano po yung other preventive measures aside from pap smear? Para meron po siyang self-check, mga ganito.
Meron po bang test? Di ba sa HIV, meron yung blood test? Parang, pregnancy test, ganun.
Sana may maka-ano na, no? May maka-invent na that we can do it at home, no? Pero to date, wala pa akong alam na test that you can do yourself.
Minister.
Except for of course symptoms, no, yung screening mo talaga, yung that you are astute, yung able to pick it up right away na ay nako abnormal na to, kailangan ko na magpa-check up. But other than pap smear, we have what we call an HPV DNA test na pero it's still done kasi during the parang similar procedure like a pap smear. We have to swab that area there. Tapos we send it to the lab. Tapos they will detect the DNA of the virus. So parang mas specific siya than the pap smear. The pap smear kasi guys, it checks the changes of your cervical cells. Na ay, naku, nagiging precancerous na siya. Or may infection ba? Kasama yun sa pap smear. Other than that, parang medyo screening method kasi si pap smear. Eh. The HPV DNA is really talagang, you know, DNA. Alam niya talaga na may virus ka. Parang ganun. Pero hindi kasi siya ganun ka-cost-effective. Medyo may kamahalan, a little bit. So, kaya si Pops may yung medyo lagi natin narinig.
Yes,
po. Let me bring it up at this point. How about yung sa mga low-resource settings? Diba? Mm. Yung sa mga sa far-flung areas, yung walang access sa Pops smear or wala masyadong mga OB-GYN. Kami, yun yung ginagawa din namin for mga medical clinicians.
Mm.
No? Na hindi naman natin gusto natin sila i-screen, pero medyo walang pera for the pap smear. So what we do, we do a test called visual inspection with acetic acid, also known as vinegar. No? Nako, parang humapdi konti. Humapdi ba?
Hindi naman daw. Parang kaya namin. Kaya namin.
kaya. Okay. So, visual acetic acid aka suka. Diba? Uh-huh. So, ang ginagawa namin is still the same thing. We put in the speculum, which is the uncomfortable part. Mm. Right? Pero instead of swabbing it, getting cell samples, tapos sending it to the laboratory, nilalagyan namin ng konting vinegar yung cervix. No? Tapos, we observe already immediate changes na nagiging mas puti siya, di ba? Or, tapos we put a little bit of iodine din doon, tapos nagiging brown din siya. Kasi yung mga abnormal cells, nag-take up na ng, may chemical changes na doon eh. So, in a low research setting, kung suka lang ginamit namin, di ba? Tapos na-pick up namin nga, ay, may abnormality nga siya, totoo. So we can proceed or refer her to a higher facility. Pero, kunyari wala, walang finding. O di at least, nasabi namin sa babae na nagpa-check up na, okay, sige, you can do na naman next year a VIA, visual inspection with acetic acid, or a pap smear in 2 years' time. So yun yung ginagawa namin for low resource settings. Diba? So at least, hindi naman... developing country kasi yung Pilipinas, diba? So we have to think about ways on how to reach also those na medyo marginalized din or far flung. So going back to your let me answer you quickly. It is preventable by a vaccine, and to be honest with you, this is just one of the two cancers that can be prevented by a vaccine. One of the two. Dalawang cancer lang yung pwede natin i-prevent. The other one is hepatitis B. So, guys, di ba? Ano yung Hep B, Doc, na vaccine? O, nakuha nyo yun, for sure, when you were less than 10 years old. Kasama yun sa mga series natin yung when we were kids, no, na lagi tayong pumunta sa PDA, binibigyan tayo ng lollipop at iba pa. So, kasama yung hepatitis B nun. Pero tanong ko sa inyo, kailan kayo last nagpabakuna ng hepatitis B when you were adult?
Wala po.
Wala.
Huli ako.
Nag-guilty. Wala po.
So, kailangan bang ulitin? Gano'ng ka-frequent dapat? Parang ganun.
Actually, kung hindi mo na talaga with the hepatitis, di ba, sorry?
Opo.
Yung tanong? Opo. So, kung hindi mo na maalala yung tawag ito, yung vaccination mo when you were a child, tapos lalo na itong mga healthcare workers natin who are prone to needle stick injuries, mga ganun, ang ginagawa namin is binibigyan talaga namin ng vaccine, hepatitis B vaccine, dalawang beses.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang ngayon, and I think if I'm not mistaken, on the 6 months yata, parang two doses, 6 months apart. So, parang yun yung booster mo, kumbaga, when you're an adult, of your childhood hepatitis B, tawag ito, shot. So, preventable yung, well, of course, we all know that hepatitis naman has a lot of, liver cancer has a lot of other causes, diba? Pero at least, the hepatitis na part, pwede natin i-prevent with the vaccine. So, similar to cervical cancer. And daming, hanggang ngayon, talaga nahihirapan kami to explain na, ma'am, kailangan niyo po ng cervical cancer, you know, for you, a vaccine for you, or your child. And tanongin ako ng mga mothers, Dok, kailangan ba? Hindi naman, ano yung anak ko eh. Hindi naman,
sexually
active, or she's only an adolescent. That is actually one of the advocacies that we have. We wanna vaccinate children aged 9 to 14 years old. O, diba? Mag-moment of silence na naman tayo. Naku, Dok, totoo ba? 9 to 14? The point of the matter is, bakunahan na natin na hindi pa sila sexually active. Kasi they will benefit most from it compared to somebody who has had already sexual contact sa saka pa nagbakuna. You get me? So parang napaisip kayo a little, no? So, sorry, sanabi kasi ni Yud yung ano mo, age mo, 30 years old, di ba? Dok, am I too late? 15 years too late ba? Hindi, hindi, of course not. So you can still give it to adults. But it is a vaccine that we give if you're an adult already, tatlong beses na siya, guys. So mas mahal na siya a little bit, no? Kung we have to spend out of pocket. We give it ngayon, 2 months after, tapos on the 6 months. Pero kung nagbigay ka from a 9 to 14-year-old, dalawang beses na, kailangan ng vaccine. So, di ba? Laking difference.
Tapos lifetime na siya? Or
you don't get boosters.
Ito po yung hepatitis B vaccine?
Hindi, yung cervical cancer na.
Ah, cervical cancer.
Di ba? Oh, so... Pero, I'd like to clarify, hindi ibig sabihin na kung at 9 to 14 years old, nagkabakuna, kunyari, ako may anak, ako, I have an 11-year-old, binakunahan ko siya recently with the first dose, no? Hindi yun ibig sabihin na hindi na siya magpa-pap smear when she's sexually active already. Of course, she still has to have that. What we're saying is, mas nagiging better yung chances mo against your cervical cancer kung nagbakuna ka, tapos nag-screen ka pa. Diba? So much better kaysa sa wala ka naman talagang ginawa. Diba? Natakot ka pa sa pap smear, hindi ka pa nagpabakuna, etc., etc. So, ayaw nga natin masama din sa statistics na 11, no? 10, 20 years from now. So, I hope I answered your question as far as the other prevention, no?
Yes,
the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Doc. Ako po may question, parang paano po kaya natin ma-address yung fear, yung takot ng mga tao, yung stigma kumbaga na associated with yung sa pag-undergo ng mga screening, ganyan, kasi baka nahihiya sila. Ganun.
Because Doc, those fears, diba, it's really what's stopping from early detection, which is really one of our biggest parang panlaban towards surviving possible cervical cancer, diba? Early detection. Paano, how do we, ano ba yung mga kailangan na maano natin, ma-disabuse natin, kailangan natin matanggal sa ating ano, sistema?
Sige. Unahin ko si Sari, ha? Kasi, tanong ko sa'yo, Sar, kasi sinabi mo earlier, right now, you want to think about yourself, right? What is the reason bakit ka nakikinig sa mga podcast na ganito? Or nagbabasa about things? Ano yung takot mo? Kung akong ibabalik ko sa iyo yung question, Tari. Ano yung gusto mong malaman? Why do you keep yourself knowledgeable? Because, nalagay pa si Tari sa hot seat, sorry.
Question and answer portion pala to. Hindi, kasi syempre natatakot ako magkasakit. Gusto ko talagang to live a healthier lifestyle, ganyan. Eh yung normal nga na sakit, parang hirap na talagang i-manage minsan eh. Ang dami ng sakit ngayon eh. Minsan, pati mentally, sobrang naapektuhan tayo. So, as much as possible, habang tumatanda, I want to help myself better. Na parang walang ibang taong mag-aalala sa kung ano yung mangyayari sa akin. Lalo na ako sa sarili ko, kung may mag-aalaga man sa akin o wala, at least alam ko na parang, okay, may mga bagay naman pala na pwede tayong iwasan. Para, ano yun, mabawasan yung odds, gano'n.
So, di ba parang subliminally, sinasabi natin na, mahal magkasakit.
Totoo.
Right?
Mahal
magkasakit. And so, the reason why I'm bringing it up and I'm asking you, kasi, actually, sana lahat ng tao, sorry, katulad mo, na you wanna take charge already of your life as early as now. Kasi ang iba kasi, yung Filipino mentality is, you always have to give to the family. Diba? Munahin muna natin lahat. Unahin muna natin si ano, kasi mas may sakit siya. Dapat yung tuition ni ano, bayaran muna. Yung utang ni mami, ganito ganyan, unahin. Nakakalimutan natin that we only have one body. That if you get sick, no, just like a car that will conk out, that you'll never get anywhere. So lahat ng all other responsibilities will fade away. Diba? Kung nagkasakit ka. Right? So, therefore, the number one fear actually, to be honest with you, of anybody, no, whether you're a professional, young adult, ano ba, elderly, is death. No? Death. Natatakot tayo na mamatay. Natatakot tayo magkasakit. Natatakot tayo mamatay. Kasi, fear of the unknown yun eh. So, ang atin is, Dok, takot ako sa cancer. Yan minsan naiinis ako. Kasi sinasabi ko, bakit ka takot sa cancer? Kasi feeling mo, mauubos yung pera, number one. Tapos may pain, di ba? Masakit or medyo prolonged. Tapos kausapin mo yung tao, ano namang kinakain mo, Dok? Everyday ako nagko-cook. No? Ay, hindi ko talaga ma-release yung sweet, Dok. Kasama talaga yon. So, binabalik ko sa kanila. Takot ka sa cancer, hindi ka takot sa diabetes. Hindi ka takot na mag-dialysis ka 3 times a week na hindi ka na makapag-ihi by yourself. Pero takot ka sa cancer. Itong cancer na pwede nating may gawin tayo to prevent it, hindi natin ginagawa, pero kumakain ka ng sweet all the time. So, ibig ko sabihin, napaka-cancer naman kay cancer, naka-glorified siya, di ba? Well, as all other diseases na pwede nating makontrol, it's similar. So, yun yung number one roadblock, to be honest with you. Takot sila sa cancer. Takot akong malaman. Yung sabihin mong masakit, yung pap smear, pangalawa na lang yun. Takot ako sa pain. Hindi na kami dumating sa conversation on takot ako sa pain. It's more on takot ako on knowing. Yun talaga yung number one na roadblock. And yung iba naman, let's take it a little bit further. Dok, gusto ko sana, pero wala akong access. Hindi ko alam saan siya kunin. Hindi, or gusto ko sana, pero medyo kulang yung fund. Saan ako pwedeng pumunta? Saan ako pwedeng humingi ng tulong? Kasi aware ako, Dok. Kaso lang, nauuna yung needs ng family ko. O, di ba? Ganon, iba din yung ganong angle. So, yun yon. That's the reason why a lot of people cannot get clean. Did I answer your question? Haba ng ano ko, no? Hindi pa miss you.
Pero that's a very eye-opening insight there na parang the reason, parang the very reason why they're not getting themselves checked is the fear of getting cancer in the first place. Na baka pag, alam niyo, parang yung the idea na pag pinag-usapan mo, mas lalo siya mangyayari. Parang yung ganun yung mentality ng mga Pilipino na, uy, wag nga natin pag-usapan yun. Kunwari, mag-talk tayo about something morbid, about aksidente. Wag natin pag-usapan yun. Baka pag pinag-usapan natin, we attract it. And I think it's the same kind of primordial fear that informs yung ano natin, yung attitude natin towards cancer. And that's very ironic. Your very fear of getting cancer stops you from actually having a conversation about cancer that will potentially save you from getting cancer.
Or an action plan. Diba?
Yes. Tapos, Doc, so paano ngayon, how do we go about it, Doc, nung sen, at least from your end, from the medical field, ano yung nagiging tactic niyo towards that? Because again, like you mentioned earlier, early detection is really is one of your biggest asset towards combating cancer of the cervix. Ano yung mga nagiging ano natin?
Diba, so napag-usapan na natin a little about the pap smear, about the vaccine, and the impact of it. Actually, na-fast forward lang tayo a little bit to the end game, diba? Na yun, you're right, it's paradoxical. The very thing that you are afraid to have, wala kang ginagawa for that. So, ang atin lang kasi ngayon is that, sinabi pala ni Sari kanina about the stigma, right? Kasi kung sabihin mo kagad cervical cancer, yung mga knowledgeable, iniisip nila kagad, ay naku, promiscuous to. Diba? Nakuha niya to from sex. So, ang dami siguro niyang partner. Tapos yung, alam mo, nakakaawa nga actually. Some of the cervical cancer patients will actually have had only one partner. They don't have talaga a history of promiscuity or multiple sexual partners. Pero nagka-cervical cancer sila. Tapos, hindi sila kawala sa stigma na ito. So kaya parang yung angle natin ngayon is not really on the sexual part of it. It's more on, we prevent it because we don't want to have cancer. Yun. So it parang hindi natin masyad, alam natin lahat na doon natin nakukuha, but we don't highlight it much kasi it's moot and academic. Medyo useless na din siya, di ba? Kung nagka-cancer ka na. Oo. So ang atin ngayon
is, paano mo siya nakuha? The point is,
correct. So, and we don't actually lose the stigma na part if everybody does it, right? Regardless if you have multiple sexual partners or if you have one. But if you screen naman everybody, you vaccinate everybody, parang whole of nation na to, but lahat-lahat na tayo, di ba? Nawawala yung stigma kasi sabihin ng mga tao, eh, bakit yun na pa, may problema ka ba? May infection ka ba? Di ba? So, natakot ka kaagad. Wala, screening lang to. Hindi ka na lang nagsabi na meron ka na pala talagang symptom. So, yun. We wanna erase the stigma by making it available to everybody. That it's something that everybody can actually do. Prevent it. No? By vaccine and by screening. Hindi lang dung may symptom ka na. So, yun. I wanna emphasize ngayon, guys, ha, yung early detection na sinabi mo yun. Diba? Kasi, ang nakaganda ng pap smear, once you get precancerous results in a pap smear, hindi yung ibig sabihin na yun, end of the world. Meron kayong pwedeng gawin every time you get a precancerous result. No, pero tayong some procedures that we can do before we get to the yung chemotherapy na talaga, inoperahan ka na talaga, and all of those things. So yun yung point why you're screening, because there is something that you can do every time you get the result. No, hindi ka biglang pupunta sa cancer kaagad. So ako, I have a first degree cousin na siya kaagad, precancerous tawag namin noon, CIN3. Before it becomes cancer, CIN1 or cervical intraepithelial neoplasia, o diba? And CIN na lang, 1, 2, 3. So it's really just a matter of gano'ng kalala yung pre-cancer, yung parang ganon. So lahat, maraming tao na may CIN1, hindi nila alam. Yung cousin ko, nagka-CIN3, bigla siyang, ate, nung gagawin ko dito, operahan na ba ako, etc., etc. Hindi, punta ka, wala kasi siya dito eh, she's in another country. So sabi niya, ante, punta ako sa gynecologist ko, tapos pa-consult. Sige, sabihin mo sa akin anong gagawin niya. So may ginawa na local procedure lang that can actually arrest the progression. So hindi na siya mag-progress to cervical cancer. So ngayon, she just does her usual screening, pero na, napigilan niya.
Yes.
Imagine,
yes.
Di ba, if hindi siya napascreen, anong nangyari sa kanya?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Just to share, no, iniisip ko, when you said neoplasia, it's weird that I wouldn't say familiar, but it's a term that I've heard of before. But actually, one of my favorite plays, since we're all of us are theater actors dito, Docnum, one of my favorite plays is actually about cervical cancer. I don't know if you've watched it. It's called Wit by Margaret Edson. It's about a English professor on literature. Who parang chronicle niya, it's a work of fiction, pero chronicle niya yung journey niya towards her cervical cancer treatment. So the most famous line there, I have stage 4 cancer, there's no stage 5. Yun yung ano niya, yung ano niya, one of the most eye-opening line there. There's a film version of it, Doc, if you're interested. It's by the actor is Emma Thompson. So
wow.
I think it's available in HBO. So it's this whole idea of being, what does it, yung parang during her time in the intensive care unit. And at the same time, the playwright, si Margaret Edson, she was a nurse during the time working in the cervical cancer unit. Parang ganun yung pagkakaalala ko na ano niya. So a lot of it is really, really details. Yung very scientific din yung pag-deal niya with it. So I think it's very interesting. At the same, ngayon ko lang siya naalala. Naalala ko lang siya when you said neoplasia. Kasi there's a line there that there's an advanced neoplasia chemi. Tapos sabi ko,
Panoorin natin. Sige. That's good. That's nice. At least may ibang outlook. It's easy kasi may film version. Pero,
yes.
If you may allow me, di ba sinabi ko yung going back to screening, no? So hindi tayo dapat actually mag-alala na tayong-tayo lang. May ginagawa naman din yung gobyerno, di ba? Baka sabihin naman kasi natin na, Dok, minahal. Unahan ka na kayo, actually. There's a global strategy to eliminate cervical cancer. Hindi lang tayo, no? So, the WHO, World Health Organization, noong 2020, launched the 90-70-90 campaign. Meaning, dapat 90% of girls should have been vaccinated already with the HPV vaccine between 9 to 14 years older by the age of 15. Tapos, 90%, tapos 70% of all women should have been screened with the test na yung sinabi ko sa'yo about the HPV DNA, a high performance test, by age of 35. So, nagpaganong yung sari, naku, malapit na ako, di ba? Sorry, ha, talagang binenta niya yung edad mo kasi. Hindi ko nga alam ang edad ni Athena eh, so hindi niya sinabi. So, 90% should be vaccinated, 70% should be tested na with a high performance test, tapos 90% of the women diagnosed with cancer should be treated and managed, no? So yun yung if we achieve this globally, we bring down the numbers to 4 in 1,000 women. Di ba napakalaki? 4 na lang out of 1,000 women will have cervical cancer actually if we achieve this. So tayo sa Pilipinas, yung ginagawa natin, yung pap smear, making it available by visual inspection with acetic acid. Tapos we have partners no in the private sector na nag-iingay. Yung na-mention mo earlier about campaigns with the Solidarity. Yes. Mm-hmm. So mag-iingay tayo para marinig tayo ng Kongreso, no, matulungan tayo sa PhilHealth, may policy making na mag-iba para make it available. Kasi kung tayo po ay employed, medyo easy, di ba? Kaso lang, ay ito pala, alam mo, ang dami kong pasyente na 30, 35 years old na lang. Kunya, especially sa mga companies, sinasabi ko, na pop smear na po kayo? Sabihin nila na, no, hindi pa doc. Di ba kasama yung dapat sa annual screening nyo sa company? Sasabihin, hindi po doc, yung policy po kasi namin, at age 30 and above 30, lang.
Opo, 35 nga po sa amin eh.
Yeah.
Opo.
Diba? By 35, ilan na yung sexual partners niyo, Mare? Right? Tapos, right. To be honest with you, I don't know where that started. It's probably financially related na hindi na makaya, hindi kaya ng cost ng company. Ano ba yun? Diba? Compared to the usual mga CBT, X-ray. Pero, I've worked with a lot of companies before. Yun yung reason nila na Doc, yung screening kasi talaga namin ng pap smear pang 30 years old lang. Pero, tanongin mo yung pasyente, tatlo na yung anak. Yung walang pap smear ever. Diba? So, napakasad na ang daming taong hindi pa talaga alam yung tawag nito, when to screen and the importance of screening.
Pero Doc, balikan ko lang po, no? So, kalimbawa, sabihin natin, so, nagpa-test ka, so, kalimbawa, 35 ka na nagpa-test ka, and you did test positive for cervical cancer. What are, ano yung mga new, are, is chemotherapy your only choice or are there other innovative possibilities that they can also access?
You mean kung na-diagnose na tayo ng cervical yes. cancer? Mm-hmm. Well, it depends kasi on what stage you are in. So, ang iba will be, usually the earlier stages are pwedeng operahan tapos may chemo or radiation or brachytherapy, tawag natin yun brachytherapy, naglalagay ng bead sa may vagina, no? Para to give the treatment directly to that area. But it depends on your stage. May iba na nag-chemotherapy first kasi advanced stage na, tapos pinapaliit yung tumor a little bit, saka inoperahan. Meron din ganun. Pero the goal here is, kasi naman baka natakot mga kapitbahay natin, di ba, nga, operahan ka agad or chemotherapy ka agad, nakapaka-allergic natin nun. Point of the matter is, ayaw nating umabot sa chemotherapy.
Yes, right? Yes, yes.
Mm-mm. So, ang atin lang is that there is something that we can use to prevent this mm-hmm. by vaccination and to screen. Mm-hmm. So, again, I will emphasize, it does not replace each other. So, wag yun ang ano yan na doc na pap smear na ako, wag na lang ako mag-vaccine. Or na-vaccine na ako, wag na lang ako mag-pap smear. Hindi yung ganon. It works if you really wanna get better and be on top of your health, no? Sa mga babae, talagang gawin na natin both. Tapos, yun, of course, abstinence or monogamy or condom, those are parang other ways to prevent sexually transmitted infection.
Then, also, Doc, diba na-mention nyo, there are already organizations like Solidarity that's making, just trying to make progress in terms of making the voice, amplifying the voices on the fight or in the struggle against cervical cancer. Are there, in terms of financial help, are there organizations then, or are there access programs available then for people to take a look at para for them to be also, to have more options then, to have options then when it comes to, you know, discovering things for that could help them for in this matter.
Mm-hmm. So, ang nakaganda kasi dito, di ba, papunta na tayo sa tawag natin UHC. Mm-hmm. If you've heard about it, the Universal Healthcare Act. No? So, ang daming yes. nangyayari within our nation, with our government na para mas inclusive of a lot of screening tests. No? One of which is itong pap smear. So, we're really pushing, no? Yung ang dami nating friends from the private sector who are pushing for the implementation of cervical cancer prevention by making pap smears accessible or kunyari nakadiagnose ka with cervical cancer, may assistance fund ka. Diba? Tapos, dun din sa mga HPV vaccine, may kamahalan siya so pwede siyang gawing cheaper. Pero, we already have, actually, several years back pa na antala lang ng COVID. May ano na kasi, meron na kasing program yung Department of Health. We call it school-based immunization. Na yung mga 9 to 14 years old sa school, binabakunahan ng cervical cancer. All the schools or the LGU has to do is to request the vaccine from the Department of Health. And we will vaccinate all grade schoolers. Grade 4 onward. For free.
That's great.
Diba? So, you know, if we know, alam naman natin lahat ng vaccine, medyo mahal, diba? Mm. So, kung 9 years old, lahat-lahat na ng grade 4, in binakunahan natin, tapos 6 months after, we vaccinated them, so that entire batch of grade 4, wala na, they're protected already. Life. Yeah, for life. You don't need any booster already. So, yun lang. DOH, the local government units have to work hand-in-hand, and DepEd, sorry, kasi sa school, binabakunahan. Kasi sa totoo lang, mothers kasi, what they do, minsan hindi nakikinig sa doctor, di ba? Or yung mga pasyente, pero nakikinig sa teacher. Mas takot sa teacher. So we want to empower the teachers also that they understand ano din yung purpose of this. In fact, we've been going around, we've been doing lectures with LGU. Tapos, yung common question nila, Dok, bakit yung 9 to 14 years old lang? So, dinijoke ko, Mami, kasi yung budget natin ngayon pang 9 to 14 years old lang, di ba? Pero, I wasn't saying, it's available din naman siya sa private na mga clinics, no, yung ating vaccine. And ang dami, may mga cancer foundations that we can tap the private sector to help as far as screening is concerned. Kami sa society, no, sa Philippine Obstetrical and Gynecological Society, most especially on May, during May, that's the Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, ang dami-dami naming activities. No, as far as that is concerned. So, isa pa, meron na kasi tayong act eh, call it the National Integrated Cancer Control Act, NICCA. Nakasama doon yung what kind of management do you provide for a patient na nagka-cancer? Kasama na din yung screening. So, yung how do you manage a patient? Yung bayad mo sa pain management, sa treatment, paano ka mag-navigate? Kunyari, mana-diagnose ka, dito lumapit sa'yo na doctor, paano mo na-navigate yung itong pasyenteng ito papunta sa ganito to get the best possible care, no? Na sabihin mong, hindi naman niya kailangan na mayaman siya. Na-navigate lang natin. So, this actually already act. You know, we want to enforce to become law. So, we're knocking talaga on government to listen to us, no? As far as that is concerned. So, ito lang. Challenge talaga din namin. Gusto na talaga natin isali na din sa National Immunization Program yung HPV vaccine. Kasi, akalain, di ba alam mo yung pagkabata natin, dinadala tayo sa doctor, sinabi ko ka earlier, di ba, tatatakot tayo kasi parang 2 years old, 3 years old, bumabalik tayo sa pediatrician or sa health center na papabakuna when you were a kid. If you notice, when you were an adolescent, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, dinala pa ba tayo ng parents natin sa pedia? Nagpabakuna pa ba tayo nung mga grade 6 tayo at first year high school? Parang nawala, di ba? Parang may gap in the vaccination. Doon tayo titira sa ating HPV. Kasi yung next na normal natin na ma-vaccination, we're already employed. Kasi requirement siya sa workplace. Yes, di ba? Or flu. Di ba? Kasi every year siya, ganun. So, itong HPV is a very, very nice vaccine actually. And to be honest with you, if you can have access to it, no, as soon as you can get vaccinated already. Di ba, naging plugging ka agad?
No, okay lang, Doc. Pero alam niyo, Doc, parang throughout this whole conversation, no, I think dito papasok yung the Codazer's angle of it. Eh. Parang mauuwi tayo doon na we cannot have access to, mahirapan tayo magkaroon ng full conscientious access to a meaningful sexual healthcare system if yung attitudes natin towards sex, not just the act of sex, but the idea of sex itself is still rooted in very, to use the term, outmoded type of thinking, no? Na parang pagpupunta ka ng OB, yung OB-GYNE, ibig sabihin, kasi, kaya siya nagpapa-OB-GYNE kasi sexually active na siya. I think that very idea pa lang, dun, that's a very, like you mentioned earlier, that's a very, very, very big stigma or that's a very, very big na balakit pagdating sa pag-aayos ng attitude or ng sistema natin tungkol sa reproductive health, no? I don't know about any thoughts about this, Athena, Asari, so far sa napag-usapan natin today.
Well, ako, Doc, ang iniisip ko lang, parang kasi may mga women center na nagbibigay ng mga services nila for free. Like, for example, yung implant ko, for free yun, ganyan. So, I was thinking, available kaya itong mga services na to from time to time sa mga women's center? May mga nag-o-offer ba ng ganito? Especially sa mga taong hindi talaga afford na magpa-vaccine or magpa-test.
Ando na po ba tayo sa stage na yun?
Oo, meron na bang nag-o-offer ng mga ganito?
Actually, to be honest, medyo fragmented pa kasi yung ating healthcare system. Eh. That's the reason why yung itong AUHC is coming into place. Kasi gusto natin isahin. Similar, kahit na anong LGU ka, same services yung magagawa mo. So, to be honest with you, it really depends on your locality. Kasi may ibang mga LGU that are so huge on prevention, on health. Kaya ang dami nilang may focus, no? But generally speaking, we are empowered naman, itong mga centers, health centers, we are empowered naman, we have local government, LGU doctors, municipality doctors, mga MHO, tawag natin, municipal health officers, that we can go to for free, no? Kunyari, medyo kapusta sa pera, pero kailangan natin mapakonsult. So, punta tayo sa LGU or nearest natin na government unit, tapos pakonsult tayo for free. At least, yung sa consultation pa lang, bayad ka na, right? Tapos, tanungin natin, Doc, saan ba ako pwedeng mapapas niya? May mga LGU kasi na nagbibigay talaga ng libre. May iba naman na will refer it to centers, no? Na hindi naman directly sa kanila, but may kilala sila. Dito papasok yung sinabi ko earlier na patient navigation, na kahit na they don't offer it, they know where to send you. Diba?
Mm,
however, okay. Unfortunately, yung vaccine, parang medyo kailangan talagang gawin siyang mas available. So of course, it's a little bit, it entails cost, no? So kailangan medyo aggressive din si LGU na mag-request talaga. So, but yes, the consultation should be readily available kahit saan ka. Tapos, your local government unit doctors should be able to know saan yung nearest na pwede kang i-refer. Diba?
In terms of financial assistance to correct. For the next steps.
Correct. In like, here, ako, I'm based in Cebu, no? So, ang dami kong mga kilala na hindi siya masyadong afford. So, alam ko saan sila i-refer. So, if she is from Cebu City, dito siya papunta, diba, you can get the pap smear there for free. May mga foundation, cancer foundations that can help us, assist us. So, really, individually, we're creating noise, but we have to be unified in doing all of this, no? So, actually, that's why I cannot turn you down, guys. Diba? Ang laki kasi ng reach nyo, eh. Yung age group na reach nyo talaga, ibang klase. Diba? Nabibingin na ako sa mga 40
kami lang po to, Doc. Kami lang po to.
Doc,
kami lang po kami.
Ito lang. Diba? Kasi, the more knowledgeable you are, the better. And yes. Ito lang talaga yung, sorry Yulza, before you proceed. Yung gusto ko lang talaga mangyari, please share whatever knowledge you have here, right now. No? You spread it na, eh, naku, huwag mo nang isipin yung stigma, isipin na natin na we can get one step ahead.
Paano and, susolusyonan?
Correct. Kasi lahat naman talaga tayo mamamatay. Sa totoo lang. Hindi lang natin alam. So, if pwede na natin i-control, di ba? Yung takot natin, tanggalin na natin kasi it's a screening thing, a screening method that we can do. So, gawin na natin.
Another stupid question, no? Can guys get the vaccine as well in order to make sure that they don't pass it to their partner?
Of course. Of course. Boys, up to 15 years old, similar to the girls, no? Na they will get it 2 times lang. Pero the current recommendation ngayon is up to 26 years old for men. Up to 26. Years old. So,
tapos
ang women
na
naman, diyan, ha?
Tapos na ako, Doc. Lagpas na ako.
Hindi. Pero, ito yung disclaimer. Yun yung recommendation, up to 26. Pero, there are patients who really still want to get it. No? Sabihin nila, Doc, gusto ko talaga, may benefit ba sa akin? Of course, na we can, it can still afford protection on you. Ang question ngayon, ilan mo kung cervix, Doc? Ano namang na-protect? Diba? So, it's the cancer of the anus, the cancer of the penis, no? So, doon mga parang mga, all the cancers down there, no? The rectal, penile, anal cancers. And those are the prevent ng vaccines para sa isang lalaki. Okay, so yes, especially, you know, mga patients na proactive talaga. Tapos ganyan, yeah. Doc, yung brother ko, pwede bang bigyan? Yeah, of course, di ba? Wala namang mawawala sa'yo if bibigyan ka. But yun nga lang, the recommendation is up to, as long as you talk to your physician about it, no, na alam mo that there can still be benefit.
Para best pa rin to get a recommendation first before going to, ano, before doing anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Grabe, ang dami natin.
Grabe. Gumana yung utak ko this episode and I love it. And it's in a very good way.
I think this is the longest time na pinag-usapan ko ang vaginas. Pero, siguro to, before we wrap up no, yung conversation na to, are there any other resources that our kapitbahays can go and visit para, you know, if they want more information, more detailed information about anything HPV or cervical cancer related?
Okay, so, it's in Facebook, actually. Yung Hope From Within. It's an advocacy kasi for cervical cancer, no? So Hope From Within is available. It's free. You can learn a lot of things from that. It's readily in Facebook, no? So merong mga cancer survivors. And dami mong pwedeng makita from that. So yung post nila. So if you want to know more about it, it's there in FB. Aside from that, easily i-Google mo na lang talaga ngayon, 'di ba? Lahat naman gino-Google kahit na nga yung mga potential boyfriends and girlfriends natin, ginugugol na natin, di ba? Kaya nga, may, ano ba yun, Tinder, di ba? It's all in your phone. So,
if you
really want to know more about it, it's all there. It's just a matter, Yud, of filtering the info that you get. So, this is the point of exercises like this, no, sa podcast, na may alam, na may mention natin na ano yung talagang gusto mong malaman, ano yung important things, no, na malaman mo. But, go to your friendly neighborhood primary care physician, your company doctors, your relatives na mga medical professionals, nurses. Alam nila yun. So, huwag tayong mahiya magtanong na paano ba, magkano, saan, makakuha ng pap smear, ng vaccine, at iba pa. Kasi it's really one thing to get ahead. And I know for a fact how a family can be impacted with cancer. And I don't want to wish that on anybody else. Mm-hmm. So, kung pwede nating i-prevent ngayon, diba? I-sacrifice na lang natin yung mga venti for 1 week. Caramel macchiato venti.
That will make all the difference.
Yes. Correct. Amen.
And tsaka mga kapitbahay, if you also want to make a bigger difference, no, maliban sa pagkana sa sacrifice mga kapikapihan natin, you can also join our petition, no? We can join our movement to help promote a safer and healthier future for all Filipino girls and women by signing our change.org petition. The link we will post in kasabay ng aming PubMed for this one, no? So just click the link, no? You can help amplify our voice, no? The goal is to reach 11K na signature. Maliit na number yan, mga kapitbahay, sa mga ano, sa mga araw-araw natin na sinishare sa Facebook. Maybe you can sign up. You don't have to donate anything, but you can donate something if you have the, no, if you're feeling like it, if you have the money for it, no. But sharing it and signing up for it is just as meaningful and just as effective, and would be very much appreciated. So just check out the link we'll be posting kasabay nitong episode na to. Yan, mga kapitbahay, no. And I think that wraps up today's episode. And we hope everyone was able to pick up a thing or two from today's kudaan, because I hope. You were able to get something from today's kudaan. And sana na inspired din kayo today, no, to help really make the difference and, you know, make in joining the fight to eliminate cervical cancer here in the Philippines and in the world, no. And of course, maraming salamat kay Doc Mina for all your wisdom, humor, and ganda na, dinala dito. Na naiinis ako kay Doc Mina kasi pareho kaming galing trabaho pero si Doc Mina ang fresh.
Di naman.
Pinamos na ako. Ito pa rin.
Di naman. Lighting lang yun. Oo. But thank you for having me. Ah. Anytime you need vagina talk, I'm your person.
Yeah.
Diba? Oo.
Yes,
so,
huwag na tayong matakot. We'll be sure to ano din. At mga kapitbahay, kung na-enjoy nyo yung episode na to, no, baka if you're interested in more episodes like this, let us know para din maano natin, para we can
maybe we can do something. We could do a series of episodes about this, you know, even if it's not a sponsored episode, but if this is something that's very important for you guys, you want to know more about, because baka magugulat kayo sa attitude ng mga kapitbahays namin. Kahit kalat-kalat yung mga episode namin, minsan may mga nami-message sa kapitbahay group namin or minsan sa Twitter or Facebook, they're asking, you know, mga kwento namin from our past, no? Bigla silang, uy, di ba nagpa-test ka for this? Saan ka nagpaano? Ano yung mga ninyo? Ano yung mga facilities na pinuntahan ninyo for that? So, I think in terms of attitude, there's a really great difference in terms of it sa mga bagong, especially sa mga Gen Zs na yun. They only need the information and sila na yung mayroong will and audacity for it to seek out the help and treatment themselves, especially if there is help available that's for them, no? So, yun, mga kapitbahay. Anything else, Athena, Sari? Mga thoughts from today's episode?
Ako, ang dami kong natutunan. So, I hope... Ako, medyo informed na ako. I would like to believe that I'm already informed kasi I've been through several tests already. But, ang dami ko pa ding natutunan today sa episode na to. So, I hope yung younger generation, someone younger than me or someone who is, you know, hindi masyadong... nakakasalamuha ng ganitong mga conversation, ay may natutunan at may nakuha sa atin. Sana, ito na ang sign ninyo, mga sis, magpa-screening at magpapunta na kayo sa OB nyo, di ba?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Sobrang na-convince ako na gawin na siya. Dahil yun nga, again, I'm at that age already.
Ay, para hindi talo si Sari, ako, I'm 28.
Dahil nasplook ni Yudes, I'm at that age already. Ayan. As in, kanina ko pa inisip, ha, kailan kaya, saan kaya, mga ganun yung inisip ko. So, yeah, Doc, thank you. Sabay-sabay na natin to gawin, mga kapitbahay. I-update ko kayo pag nagawa ko na siya.
Latos nagkaroon ng surge ng mga nagpapatest. I love it. Ayun naman, nagpapapapos mirror, I love it. Yeah, but thank you po, Doc.
Kaya magpa-pops niyo na kayo para matuloy na itong validation namin. Tapos message ko kami.
Tag niyo kami. Tag niyo kami kapag nagpa-pops smear kayo, di ba? IG story namin yan.
Everything is at Kudazzers. That's KUDAZZERS. And at the same time, we'd also like to take this chance na pasalamatan din ang Podcast Network Asia for allowing us to continue this platform and at the same time for bringing us closer to organizations that allow us to, you know, touch on topics and touch on advocacies that we never thought we'd get close to, but we end up getting involved somehow, and we get meaningful conversations out of this, like this one. So, mga kapitbahay, pasalamatan natin ang Podcast Network Asia. If you're enjoying contents like this, you could listen to other co-affiliates of Podcast Network Asia. Just visit their website. And again, kung may kwenta kayo na related about cervical cancer, something uplifting, something inspiring, or anything in between, just, you know, you feel free to message us. We'll do our best to repost it to our socials, and at the same time, we'll do our best to, you know, get you in contact with the right people as much as we can. Again, maraming salamat sa at sana nag-enjoy kayo sa episode na to. Again, this is Yutes.
This is Sari.
And Athena here with
Doc Mina.
Yes!
Alam ko na.
And you just listen to Good Answers!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.